宣召经文诗篇第117篇第一节，万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。
Praise the Lord, all you nations, exalt him, all you peoples.
因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，下午好。
下午好。
让我们一起起立，我们来敬拜我们的神。亲爱的天父，我们的神，我们敬拜你，赞美你，因为你是那万能的、无所不在的、无所不能的主。我们爱你，我们高唱你，因为你先爱了我们。我们求你的灵运行在我们中间，与我们同在。
We praise, worship you because you are the mighty God. We sing out a love song to you because you loved us first.Please let your spirit be among us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家请坐。
我也愿有耶稣胜过财富。
歌声得到神的悦纳。
下面的读经时间，今天要读的阅读的经文是以赛亚书第四十章第九节。Today's scripture is Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9. Let's read them together in English and Chinese.
起，报好消息给锡安的啊，耶路撒冷高山，报好消息给耶路撒冷的，要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的城邑说，看哪，你们的神。先把时间交给长老。
谢谢诗班的献诗。 Thank you for the choir presentation. 虽然我们练了几个礼拜，我们也就尽量把我们最好的献给主。 We try our best and give what we can to our Lord, and we come here together to worship Him. 让我们一起来祷告。 Shall we pray?Our Heavenly Father, our God, our gracious Lord, that we come before you. We know you set up your gracious throne here so that we can admire you, we can come and bow down before you, because you're the one who saved us from the darkness. You're the one who gave us everlasting life.So today when we come together here, we worship you with gladness. We come here with thanksgiving. We come here to worship one true God, one Lord, one faith, and in one body. Christ is the head of this body and also the head of the church. And we give all the glory to you.And we ask your Spirit move among us, cleanse us, and open our eyes and ears so that we'll see your miracle, wonderful work all over the world. That we'll hear your voice, that you will speak to us today. We come to you because you're so gracious.And on this beautiful day, we set this first on the first day of the week, so that throughout this week, we'll follow your guidance. We pray that we will not go astray. So today, our worship not only give glory to you and will benefit to each and everyone here. May your name.Be glorified. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 主耶稣，我们感谢你。当我们来到你的面前，是因着你的拯救，因着你的恩典，你的宝座树立在我们当中。让我们来敬拜的时候，真的是我们用个谦卑的心，我们俯伏在主的脚前。因为你配得一切的荣耀，我们用颂赞感恩进入主你自己的院。让我们在这里敬拜的时候，是一周的开始，我们来仰望，我们来依靠你。让我们在这一周的道路中，我们不会行差踏错。让我们今天的敬拜，求主洁净我们，求主让我们看到主你那奇妙伟大的工作，也求主打开我们的耳朵，可以听到主你自己的话语。我们献上我们的感谢，真的是有身体软弱的，要接受化疗的，下一周要开始的，我们都一一仰望在主的恩手，让我们真的是不忘记主你曾经医治过我们，我们不忘记主你的医治。虽然是在身体上，但是更重要的是在灵里面，使我们有复活的生命。我们这样祈求祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。We are so delighted we have Sister Susan Perlman among us, and he will share with us the ministry which has done by Jews for Jesus organization.And we have met Susan 20 some years ago. And she still faithfully served in this organization. I'm not going to take too much of our time to introduce her, because we have this insert, a brief bio of Susan in our
in our bulletin. So I will give her a little bit more time to share what God has done throughout the world, especially in Israel. 那今天我们很高兴我们有 Susan Perlman, 她是 Jews for Jesus 这个机构建立的时候她就开始那1974年73年那个时候开始我们二十几年前在恩典教会的时候我们有机会相处那过去这二三十年她还是那么尽职的在这个机构做传福音的工作虽然我们今天可以听到他的一些分享同时今天翻译李志华弟兄我们都为他们祷告 May we pray for the speaker and interpreter and also ourselves too Susan
I'm going to start in a third language. Shalom.
他说他用那个以色列话，平安，给大家开始今天的讲道。
It is such a joy to be here with you this morning, this afternoon, actually.
今天下午能跟大家在一块，很高兴。
It has been 20 years since I've shared about the work of Jews for Jesus.With some of my friends in this room.
我上一次跟大家分享，耶稣，信耶稣的犹太人这个事工已经是二十多年以前的事情。
But I feel especially honored to be here to talk about our work in Israel.
我非常荣幸的跟大家分享我们在以色列，在耶路撒冷的事工。
Because I sense that I have some fellow travelers in the room with me who have a heart and a desire to see Israel saved.
我相信在座的里面有很多的弟兄姐妹跟我一样，愿意看到以色列，看到耶路撒冷被得拯救。
And I also know you are a praying church.
我想你们也是一个祷告的教会。
And Israel needs your prayers.
我们以色列耶路撒冷需要我们的代祷。
The verse I want to use this afternoon is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9.
我今天要分享的经文是以赛亚书第四十章第九节。
There are three things that verse tells me.
这第九节这里有告诉我三件事情。
It says to get up on a high mountain, Zion.
这第一件事就是说，要我们来到很高的锡安山。
That means that our faith must be a visible faith.
这意味着我们的信仰是大家能够看得见的信仰。
We can't hide it.
我们不能把它隐藏起来。
We can't disguise it.
我们也不能把它化妆伪装成其他的东西。
People need to see us.
人们需要看见我们的信仰。
And they have to see Jesus through us.
他们希望，我们希望人们通过我们来看见耶稣基督。
It's a faith that is also courageous.
我们也需要知道，这样一个信仰是很需要勇气的一个信仰。
The passage talks about not fearing.
这一段经文告诉我们说不要恐惧。
But when we are courageous, we put ourselves sometimes in harm's way.
当我们刚强壮胆，在很有勇气的时候，我们也许碰到一些危险。
The world is not a friend of the gospel.
这个属世的世界对福音是非常不友好。
But he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
但是神在我们中间的神是比任何世界上任何事物都是大的很多。
The third thing is that our faith is an audible faith.
第三件事情我知道的就是我们的福音应该是可以听得见的一个福音。
We're to say to the cities of Judah, "Behold your God."
我们需要对犹大这个城说，看了你们的神。
Some have told me it's better to be silent in your witness.
有人说在我们软弱的时候我们需要沉默。
That your good works will tell people about the Lord.
你们的好的行为可以告诉有关福音关于神。
And they'll ask you, why are you so different from the other people that you do such good works?
那人们会问我们说你们为什么跟其他的人不一样能做这样的好的善行。
But you know there are people in the world who do a lot of good works too.
但我们也知道很多的其他的人们也做有好多的好的行为。
They don't do them to the honor and glory of Jesus.
但他们并不是用这个好的行为来荣耀我们的神耶稣基督。
But oftentimes the world doesn't see the difference.
但是世界上好像看不到这里的差别。
So we have to proclaim, we have to speak our message.
我们需要大声的宣扬，我们需要大声的宣讲。
And that is why we came up with the idea of behold your God.
这就是我们来要看这些经文的意思，我们要来看里面的神。
This is a Jews for Jesus effort that began in the year 2000.
这是我们在2000年开始，我们这一个机构开始的一个努力。
We called it our BHAG, B-H-A-G, BHAG.
BHAG.
That means big, hairy, audacious goal.
就是说，我们是一个很大的、很勇敢的这样一个目标。
And that was to have saturation campaigns in every city outside of Israel with 25,000 Jews or more.
就是我们需要在以色列以外的地方，我们有不同的这样的一些活动。
We counted up the cities, and that made 66.
我们在以色列以外，耶路撒冷以外有。66 这样的城市
Everywhere from Budapest to Pittsburgh
我们有不同的欧洲不同的城市
From Tehran to Chicago
我们从伊朗的德黑兰到美国的芝加哥这样的不同的地方都有这样的我们机构
And we completed each of those campaigns.
我们在每一个城市都完成了我们所做该做的运动。
By the year 2006.
在2006年的时候，我们完成这样工程。
And they were wonderful opportunities to bring the message of Jesus to Jewish people around the world.
我们很高兴我们能够把这样的耶稣基督的这样的福音。带给世界各地的犹太人。
But we did not include the nation of Israel.
但是我们当时没有把以色列作为一个这样一个目的地。
We were ready to start phase two of Behold Your God in 2008.
我们已经开始了这个第二期的工程，是看了以色列神这样第二期的工程。
We knew Israel would be unique.
我们知道以色列是独特的一个国家。
So we divided the country into 12 regions.
我们把以色列划分成12个不同的地区。
And unlike the campaigns we carried out in the rest of the world, we had to do them much slower in Israel.
就是跟我们在以色列以外的其他的地区和国家所做的运动不一样，我们要在以色列这个地方的施工要很缓慢的进行。
Because the numbers of contacts we received were so large, we wanted to do proper follow up.
因为我们在以色列所接触的人，犹太人是数目是如此之大，我们需要缓慢的进行。
This past May, we completed our 11th of the 12 Israel campaigns.
在过去的五月份，我们完成了这十二个地区中的十一个地区的工程。
We decided to save the biggest challenge for last.
我们决定把最大的、最挑战的工程留在最后。
What part of Israel do you think that might be?
那大家认为现在最有挑战性的一个地方是什么地方呢？
Jerusalem.
或是耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem is the center of the Jewish world.
耶路撒冷是世界上犹太人的他们的中心。
It is the religious center of Judaism.
是犹太教的信仰的中心。
It's home to Judaism, Islam, and Christianity.
是犹太教、伊斯兰教和基督教的发源地。
Jerusalem is a city beset with problems.
耶路撒冷充满各种不同的问题。
Conflict between the religious and the secular.
就是不同在信仰有信仰的犹太人跟没有信仰的他们之间的冲突。
Between Jews and Arabs.
在犹太人和阿拉伯人之间的冲突。
It's the city with the highest poverty in all of Israel.
在以色列整个以色列来讲的话，耶路撒冷是最穷困的一个地方。
And it is the place where the gospel is ripe to be dispersed and proclaimed.
现在以色列耶路撒冷已经我们已经等待这样一个很好的时机他们是我们宣扬神的福音的一个很好的时机。
You know, Jerusalem has a long history for the Jewish people.
就是耶路撒冷对犹太人也是有很长的历史。
It's where God commanded Abraham to bind Isaac and take him up to Mount Moriah.
就是这个地方是神告诉亚伯拉罕带着以撒来在摩兰山来献祭那个地方。
It's where David and Solomon built the temple.
是大卫王和所罗门王建立的第一个圣殿的地方。
Where Jesus walked the streets.
耶稣也在那里行走。
Touched lives and was crucified.
耶稣在那里感召很多的人改变很多人的生命然后也在里被十字架处死
It was also where he was buried and resurrected
同样在那里耶稣基督被埋葬在耶路撒冷
And for those of us who believe in the blessed hope it is where he will return one day
同样这样一个地方是我们的希望所在因为耶稣基督第二次降临的时候他会来到耶路撒冷
Now, another reason why we decided to leave Jerusalem for last.
我们把耶路撒冷这样一个地方放在最后的另外一个原因。
So we thought there might be a chance of some people being martyred.
因为在那个地方可能会有些人会为信仰而献身。
And we wanted to make sure to finish all the other campaigns first.
我们希望把所有其他地方的这样的一个工程都完成以后，再来到耶路撒冷这个地方。
It is a dangerous city.
因为这个地方很非常危险。
Where many would like to do harm to those who preach the gospel.
在那里对传福音的人，他们很多人会对他们有伤害。
Now they're zealous for God, but they don't understand that what we're doing is God's business.
他们知道有神，但是不知道他们信仰我们所传扬的是什么样的一回事。
So I'm letting Grace in on a big secret here.
有没有我们神的恩典在里面。
We have not announced this outreach to Jerusalem in any of our publications.
我们已经把这样一件的施工在我们所有的出版的刊物都有宣扬。
Because we know we have a very strong opposition.
我们也因为知道那里的反抗的力量是非常非常强。
And we don't want to give them too much advance notice of our coming.
我们不想让他们知道，就是太提早知道我们将要在那边做的施工。
But we've been planning and praying and believing God for something great to happen in Jerusalem.
我们一直在祈求，在祷告，我们希望在神在那边做伟大的事情。
And I want to encourage you to be part of our prayer team.
我们希望大家成为我们代祷的一个成功。
In your bulletin today, you got a card like this.
在今天的崇拜节目单里面，这样一个单张。
I'm going to ask you to take part in a little Jews for Jesus ceremony with me.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to take part in a little ceremony with me called the tearing of the card ceremony.
请大家拿起这样一个单张，如果有的话，它的一个仪式呢，就是要把这个纸分开成两半这样一个仪式，所以请大家就是。
There's a small portion that has my picture on it.
一个小的部分有它的这个照片在一个小的一个部分。
This is for you to keep.
这个呢，小的这部分是大家可以留下来的。
The larger part, I'm going to ask you to help me pray for Jews for Jesus by filling out. So at the count of three, we're going to all rip together.
那我们数一二三，我们一起把这一张的单张把它撕开。
I'm going to count in Hebrew, but I think you're going to figure this out.
我准备用希伯来话来数，但是你们也会懂我的意思。
Echad, Shtayim, Shalosh.
一二三。
So you've become a trilingual congregation here.
Okay.
Okay. You can take me home with the smaller card.
这个小的卡片，请大家带回家。
The larger one, we have a special prayer update for this Israel outreach we'd like you to get if you're a praying person.
如果你是一个祷告人的话，他有一个刊物，就是Outreach to Israel， 就是以色列的那个宣扬，他有一个刊物可以寄给你。如果你是一个祷告人的话
，There's a place for you to put your email address, and we can put you on to get the e-prayer letter.
这里有地方可以填电子邮件，但填好以后，他收到会把一些他这样一些祷告的事项给 email 给大家。
Of course, if you would like to get our Jews for Jesus newsletter as well, just fill out all of the information on there, and it's free. You don't have to give a donation to receive it.
如果你愿意收到相信耶稣的犹太人这样一个刊物的话，你可以也，他可以也送给你，是免费的，不需要付什么钱。
It will tell you a lot about what God is doing among the Jewish people around the world.
他用这样的刊物会告诉我们更多关于神在犹太人所做的一些大工。
But the smaller card, if you fill this out while I'm speaking, you can put this in when you come for the refreshments afterwards on the table in the other room, in the fellowship room.
就在我讲到的时候，可以大家有空可以把它填好。等会我们送用茶点的时候呢，可以就把这个卡交给他们。
Now I'm going to tell you the plan for our Jerusalem Behold Your God campaign.
那我现在告诉大家我们这样一些计划。
But before I do,
在开始之前
，I want to introduce one of my colleagues to you.
那我现在我想介绍一下我的一个同工。
Her name is Ariel Randall.
她的名字叫 Ariel Randall.
And she and her husband just moved here from Chicago.
她和她的先生刚刚从芝加哥搬到我们这附近。
And I wanted to ask her to just take a few minutes to tell you what she'll be doing here in Northern California.
她会花几分钟向我们介绍她和她丈夫将在这附近做的一些施工的详细的内容。
Thank you. Shalom. Good afternoon.
大家好，下午好。
It's wonderful to be able to worship with you guys today.
今天能跟大家一块崇拜，我非常高兴。
And as Susan said, I'm just going to share really briefly about the local ministry of Jews for Jesus that we're doing here in the Bay Area.
那就像 Susan 刚才说的，我将会简单的分享我们相信基督的犹太人在这附近的局部的施工是怎么样的状况。
So you might already know that the San Francisco Bay Area has a really large Jewish community.
大家也许都知道，在旧金山有很大的犹太人的社区。
And it's actually growing, and that's because Jewish people from all over the world, especially Israelis, are coming for jobs that are in this area.
这样一个社区，并且是不停的增长，因为世界各地的犹太人，主要是以色列人那个地方的犹太人在想在旧金山附近找工作，所以这个社区一直在增长。
And so my husband and I, we've been missionaries with Jews for Jesus for 5 years in Chicago.
我们是这个机构的宣教士已经有五年之久。
And we just moved here a couple weeks ago, and we have a young daughter as well.
我们大概只有两个礼拜以前才搬到过来，我一个小女儿。
And my husband's going to be leading the team that's going to be focused on reaching the Jewish community here.
她的丈夫将带领这样一个小组来传讲在附近的犹太人传讲耶稣的福音。
And so I just really want to encourage you guys, pray for the Jewish community in this area and for the people that are trying to share the gospel with that community.
就是我希望大家能够为我们代祷，代祷为我们这边的同工以及我们要向传讲的一些犹太人为他们代祷。
And also just know we want to be a resource to you guys. If you have Jewish friends or coworkers that we could connect with, we were available to you all.
我们也希望我们是你们要你们如果有这犹太人的那个朋友或者是同事的话，我们也希望成为你们的资源，你们可以到我们这边来咨询更多的一些关于这方面的一些事情。
And if you have more questions about the local work that we do or how you can get involved, definitely let me know and maybe we can connect more in the fellowship hall. Thank you so much.
如果大家有更多的问题的话，如果大家想知道如何能参与这样的施工的话，等会在茶点的时候可以跟他单独的交谈。
So I am going to now tell you a little bit about Jews for Jesus in Jerusalem.
我们现在来看一看我们这样一个施工在耶路撒冷的状况。
Jerusalem is, as I said, the home to Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, a place of incredible need.
就是我刚才已经提到，就是耶路撒冷是犹太教、伊斯兰教和基督教的发源地，在那边有很大的需求。
But it is a diverse city.
它那边也很不同的，也很不同的。
Diversity, yeah. And so we have come up with a 10-prong approach.
那我们也构想了这样一个十个方面的这样一个传福音的一个措施。
To reach Jerusalem.
这样我们来可以来传给耶路撒冷。
And we will have teams reaching out to each of these groups of people.
我们有不同的团队可以来可以与这种不同的人群来交流，来传扬福音。
We will be reaching out especially to the university students and the yeshiva, which is the Jewish religious learning schools of Jerusalem.
所以我们有团队会特别的跟那边的大学联系。特别是那边的就是教授犹太教的一些宗教的神学院，也跟他们会有一些联系。
Hebrew University is a world-class university.
Hebrew 大学是第一流的大学。
And one of the ways we found to engage with these students is through rides.
我们发现有个有效的方法可以跟他们联系上，传个福音给他们是通过
share rides.
Share, they hitchhike to get to the university.
就是大家可以一同搭车啊，这样一个状况可以来传扬福音。
So we're going to pick them up.
他们会到那个地方去给他们接送，就是到他们学生的地方需要接送的地方接送。
And offer that service.
这样给他们提供这样一个服务。
We have all kinds of interactive social media ways of reaching the university students as well.
我们也通过现在我们有的一些社交的媒体，我们来这样来可以来跟他们交通。
But probably one of the most difficult groups to reach in Israel is the Orthodox.
那在耶路撒冷最难这个可以传到福音的地方是一些传统的正宗的犹太教的那些人群。
There are 70% of the those that live in Jerusalem that are Jewish are part of various Orthodox sects.
就是说，住在耶路撒冷70%的人，基本上都是传统的正宗的犹太教的人群。
They're called Haredi Jews.
他们的名字叫一个是叫Haredi 这样一个特殊的人群。
But the men and women cannot be reached together.
他们就是说。对男性和女性他们不能同时跟他们有交流
So we have a special team to reach the Haredi ladies
他们就有就组织了这样一个特别的一个团队专门来跟这些女性来交通
The wives of the Orthodox men generally get married very young
就是他们这种传统的犹太教的男性的话，一般是在很早的年轻的时候就结婚。
Around 14.
大概14岁的时候。
And they are discouraged from getting much education.
他们就是说，不被鼓励去接受更多的教育。
But they have very large families, 10 to 12 children.
他们的家庭一般都非常大，一般都有大概10到12个小孩。
And so they are spending most of their time at home with the children.
他们花大部分的时间是在家里跟他们的小孩在一块。
And their husbands don't work.
他们的先生一般是不工作的。
They study all day.
他们就是一天到晚都是在学。
They go to the room.
学习。
Is it just like here in America, right?
就像在美国一样。
They go to the schools of learning, the yeshivas, and they sit and they study the law.
他们就是说到学校去来学习关于律法方面的一些知识。
So the families are counting on the charity of Israel in order to survive.
他们就是说来生活是来自于以色列方面一些慈善的机构给他们提供生活上的所需
The women get the equivalent of like food stamps to go buy food for their large families
就他们那个太太都是从政府领到那种像食物券一样的他们就可以有这样可以生存
Well our teams in Israel have been calling these women at home during the day since the husbands are not there
就是说在白天的时候因为先生出去学习的时候，那么他们的团队就白天来给这些女性来打电话。
And offering to help them go food shopping.
就是给他们提供在购买食物方面提供帮助。
Clean their homes.
做一些清洁的工作。
And we told them that we are believers in Jesus.
然后我们就告诉他们说，我们是相信耶稣基督的。
30% of those that have been called have said yes, we want your help.
那其中有30%，我们已经打电话联系上的，他们说会同意要我们的帮助。
And we're able to share with them the love of Jesus.
这样我们有机会，我们可以跟他们分享耶稣基督的爱。
In these concrete ways of helps, but also through the Word of God.
我们是通过这样一些具体的可以对他们有帮助的方式，然后我们也给他们传讲神的话语。
Now the team reaching the Orthodox men.
那我们也有来专门来跟这样一些先生们传福音的一个团队。
It's a little different.
那我们用的方法是不一样的。
They go into the houses of learning and meet with the Orthodox.
他们是这些是到他们学习的那些机构那些学校。
Many of these men feel trapped.
那他们这些人就好像觉得会在那边被围住，没有办法出来的那种感觉。
So we've come up with these little cards.
那我们就编了这样一些小的卡片。
Offering them help if they would like to talk about things spiritual outside of Orthodox.
那就是说，这些卡片告诉他们说，他们可以在哪里寻求这样的帮助，让他们希望知道更多的，除了他们正宗的犹太传统的教这神学以外，他们需要更多的知识的话，其他了解其他的更多的方面的神学的问题的话。
We just drop them in very unnoticeable spaces.
我们只把这些卡片放在一些一般的人看不见的地方。
But they're found right away.
但是他们很快就被他们这些卡片被他们找着。
And there's a cell phone number on the card.
在上面卡片上面有一个电话。
And we've had many meetings one-on-one with these Orthodox Jews who won't meet in large groups.
那跟他们的交谈是一般是一对一的交谈，一般不适合于很大的这个团队。
Another team in Israel and Jerusalem that we're reaching out to are Russian immigrants.
那我们在那边另外一个群体，我们给他们传福音的群体是在那边的俄国的这个移民。
Do you know that there are more Russian-speaking Jews in Israel than in Russia or Ukraine?
你们知道在耶路撒冷这个讲俄国话的这个人的话，比在 Russia 或者是 Ukraine 这些地方更多吗？
Many have immigrated to Israel and
他们很多都移民到以色列去。
And still prefer speaking in the Russian language.
他们还是愿意讲俄语。
We have a very strong team of Russian speakers.
我们的讲员能够讲俄语的讲员是非常强大。
And 20 of them are going to be reaching out to this group in Jerusalem.
我们一共有20位会将来对这样一个群体来传扬福音。
Let me tell you one short story.
那我给大家分享一个很短的故事。
Most of these immigrants are very poor.
这些移民是非常贫穷。
And even though they live in Israel, they have not gotten to see the sites, the holy sites of Israel.
他们虽然已经到了以色列，但是还没有来到圣地。
So we rent tour buses.
那我们就租用一些旅游的一些车辆。
And for a nominal amount, we take these Russian immigrants to see the sites.
那我们就让他们交很少的一些费用，然后我们就可以带他们到参观以色列的圣地。
They know that we're believers.
他们知道我们是相信耶稣基督的。
And at the end of the tours, we usually give them a meal and a talk about Jesus.
在那个参观完了以后，我们会提供给他们晚餐，然后我们会给他一个简单的介绍耶稣基督的一些简介。
One recent such time, we told the people if they did not want to stay for the talk, that was okay, they could still have the meal.
如果有些人不愿意待下来留下来听那个演讲的话，他们可以吃完饭以后就可以离开。
And of the 39 on the bus, I think 37 decided to stay and listen.
那个旅游车上面有39个人，有37个人愿意留下来，听他们的传的福音。
And when an invitation was given at the end of the talk, 35 of them prayed to receive the Lord.
在这个37个人里面，有35个人在这个宣讲的结束以后，在呼召的时候，有35个人他们决心信主。
God is working in an amazing way in Israel today.
神在耶路撒冷在做奇妙的工作。
Another team we have is called the DAF team.
另外一个团队是叫 DAF team, DAF 团队。
Stands for drugs, alcohol, prostitution, and homeless.
这样一个团队是专门来跟这样一个群体传福音，这样一个群体是由一些吸毒的、一些酗酒的，还有就是妓女或者是无家可归的人群。
I mentioned earlier that Israel is Jerusalem is the highest poverty rate in all of Israel.
我先前提到，就是在耶路撒冷是以色列最穷的一个地区。
And like any big city, it has all the problems of a big city.
就像其他的所有的大城市一样，耶路撒冷也有自己的很多的问题。
We have a team reaching out in drug rehabilitation areas, and talking to the prostitutes and caring for the homeless.
就我们有这样一个团队，他们是跟这样一些酗酒的、用药的或者是一些妓女跟他们谈交谈，也照顾一些无家可归的一些人群。
And all of this is in partnership with local works going on to reach these people.
那这样一些这样一个施工是跟当地的做类似的施工的一些其他的机构一块来做的。
We think that if we're going to be successful on this campaign, we have to work with local churches and local organizations that love the Lord as well.
我们知道，我们如果要我们在这个施工成功的话，我们一定要跟当地的一些教会、当地一些团体一起来合作。
One of the most interesting parts of the campaign is our outreach to the poor.
我们其中的一个目标是来宣扬福音对一些穷人、穷苦的人传扬福音。
We have a service project that is being worked on with churches all around the world. I'm not sure if Grace might be interested in this.
所以我们有这样一个计划，是跟世界上各不同的很多的教会这样一个合作，来为穷人。
Churches are sending teams of 6 to 12 people.
就是有些教会派送大概12到16个这样一些人出去
for 1 or 2 weeks
送他们出去大概待1到2个礼拜
and we're pairing the churches up with local service projects in Jerusalem
我们是这样负担一些当地教会在局部的一些施工
it might be feeding the homeless
其中包括一些给一些无家可归的人的食物
Cleaning the parks.
把这些公园来打扫。
Working with people with disabilities.
对一些的有些残障的不方便的人，给他们一些帮助。
But all of this very clearly as Christians who want to share the love of God with Jerusalem.
但我们都要很明确的一点就是，我们都是以基督徒的身份来给他们做这样一些事情。
If this interests you, talk to me in the fellowship hall.
就是你要有兴趣，我们可以在等会茶点的时候可以更多的交谈。
Another team we have is for sports enthusiasts.
就是我们另外一个团队是对一些对运动很有兴趣的一群人。
There's a lot of sports that goes on in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有很多不同的体育。
So far we have a Brazilian Christian soccer team that's going to come and play with the Israeli soccer team there.
我们最近有巴西的一个足球队在耶路撒冷有比赛。
Many other opportunities and possibilities.
对，这样也提供我们很多的传福音的机会。
And then there is the arts team.
另外就是我们对艺术方面有兴趣的这样一个群体。
There are a lot of artists in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有很多的艺术家在那里。
And we're going to be holding a contest.
我们会举办这样一个比艺术的比赛。
Word has gotten out to Israeli artists all over the country that we will be holding this contest in Jerusalem.
我们就告知我们在全世界所有的犹太人的这样艺术家们，我们将在耶路撒冷举办这样一个比赛。
And everybody can submit their piece of art that shows the theme of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem.
就是如果在这个比赛的主题是说你可以画或者写任何有关耶稣基督的这样一个主题。
There'll be first, second, and third prize cash prizes for the winners.
那我们中间会有一二三名这样一些有现金的这样一些奖励。
And then everybody's art will be displayed in a gallery in Jerusalem for the month.
那我们的所有参赛的他们的作品将会在耶路撒冷的艺术馆里面被展示一个月。
And I'm sure all their unsafe friends and relatives will want to come and see their artwork displayed there.
那他们一些还没有得救的一些朋友们、一些亲戚们，他会去参观这样一些、欣赏这样一些作品。
And we will be there too.
这样一个机构，他们这个机构也会将在那里。
Another team.It's called the Boomer Team.
另外一个团队是因为我是那个团队的主要的负责人之一，是那个在婴儿潮那期出生的一些人。
There is a large contingent of English-speaking baby boomers in Jerusalem. They're from England, Australia, South Africa, Canada, US. And they moved to Israel in midlife. And because English is their mother tongue, they tend to live in the community with other English-speaking boomers. So far, it's been very exciting to see their response to the gospel. There are coffee shops throughout this area where the English speakers are. You sit in one and you hear English speaking. I've done this a number of times. Oh, you speak English too. Where are you from? Detroit. Oh, I'm from San Francisco. And in minutes we're sitting at the same table. And then the next question is always, oh, what do you do for a living? And then to be able to share with them. Even though it is not very popular, that I believe in Jesus. But many other ways we're reaching out to the boomers there. So briefly, let me talk to you about the goals of this campaign. Meaningful interactions with 2,000 to 4,000 Israelis during the month we'll be there. Immediate follow-up on all the contacts that we get. New partnerships. And a permanent Jews for Jesus presence. It's a big project. But we have a big God. And it's my prayer that you'll stand with us as we reach out to the Jews of Jerusalem. This will take place in the springtime. So it's coming up pretty soon. Will you pray with me for Jerusalem? Lord God of Israel, I thank you for having given me this opportunity to be among God's people here. I pray, Lord, you would touch the hearts of a few. To commit to pray even from today on. To see Jewish people in Jerusalem come to know their Messiah.
来为在耶路撒冷的一般人来认识耶稣基督为这样一个施工而代表。
The only hope for peace in the Middle East
在中东唯一的和平的希望
is the one who is the Prince of Peace himself.
是耶稣基督和平之子所带来的。
Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
May we be messengers of that peace and love.
让我们做这样一个爱和和平的使者。
Bringing Jews and others to know him.
带领犹太人还以及其他的人信耶稣基督。
In Yeshua, Jesus' name, I pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
凡是已经相信主耶稣为个人的救主，也在众人面前见证公开受洗，我们都欢迎你一起来领受这杯咖啡。 For those who already accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and have been publicly give testimony and get baptized, you are welcome to partake the bread and the cup. 请赐我们到前面。 生存上一个感恩的心。May we have this bread with thanksgiving. We will now invite Fan Zhengsheng, brother, to pray the Lord's Prayer.
亲爱的天父主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们今天聚在这里，参加你的圣宴，来纪念你，纪念你在昔日为我们受死，钉在十字架上，赎我们的罪，洗净我们的罪。主啊，我们请主时刻提醒我们，让我们承认我们的罪，让我们时刻反省。让我们知道，我们所做的一切经文都是主没有生命的计划来的。请主保守我们每一位，保守我们的心，请主分辨我们，让我们在人里有份，在圣洁上有份。请主带领这个和我们在一起，这感谢祷告奉耶稣的名求。
washed away our sin. 这个杯里面 让我们纪念到主耶稣在十字架上所流的血，洗净我们的罪。When he rose on the third day, and one day he will come back again. 他虽然死了，第三天复活，有一天他还要再来。当我们饮这个杯的时候，我们知道主必会再来。When we drink of this cup, that we strongly believe he will come back again. 所以我们不要昏睡，让我们警醒。And this reminds us to stay sober and run the race.让我们一起来饮这个杯 ，Shall we drink this cup？
大家下午好。Good afternoon. 首先让我们来欢迎一下新朋友。Let's welcome new friends. 我这里有三张表。对不起啊，我这好像有点认不清楚这个字儿。请问这位是第一位是陈长生吗？任长生，请来您请能不能请您站起来介绍一下
？Hello.能听见吗？对啊，我是Patricia，我来替我朋友介绍。坐在我右边的是杜长杰，左边是王平和张光旭，他们是我高中的同学，跟我回国的时候带他们一起来到美国玩，我们有40年的友谊，他们也愿意跟着我来认识上帝，听听啊信息。
欢迎你们，还有没有别的新朋友 ？Do we have anyone that's the first time come to our church？ 啊，没有，欢迎大家。先我来报告一下今天事项。一个在上星期呢，在前两星期我们一共那个为那个北湾的火灾那个募捐，一共募了2831块，款项昨天已经寄给灾区，求主纪念大家的爱心。We have collected $2,831 for the North Bay Fire Relief, and the money has been sent yesterday to them. 下一个主日学呢，10月12日将继续学习，从敬拜看诗班与指挥。然后呢，欢迎诗班的弟兄姐妹们参加，时间为下午1:45到2:30。然后从10月26号呢，开始学习圣经导读，由饶孝珍老师网上教授。So next Sunday, we will continue to learn the choirs.Study. Hope the choir member will attend, and the week after, it's not the week after. And November 26th, our Sunday study will begin, and the time is 1:45 to 2:30. 凡已经接受主耶稣为个人救主，愿意在圣诞节主日崇拜受洗的见证者呢，请于10月15日向前。10月5日前，就今天是最后一天了，请向那个长老报名。 whoever has accepted Jesus as their personal savior and who want to be baptized on this Christmas Sunday, December 24th, and please apply to Elder Chan. 周四祷告会呢开始学习直奔标杆期盼我们的恩泽成为目标导向的教会欢迎大家参加 And a Thursday prayer will study the purpose driven church and the brother sister will attend and 还有最后呢是在家业中我们看到那个 Jews for Jesus 福音之歌机构的资料如果愿意奉献给该机构呢那支票抬头呢请直接写这个机构的名字你可以把支票放在奉献箱里面也可以写那个支票直接寄给他们那个地址在这个家业上面都有 And who want to send a church donate to the Jews for Jesus and they can write the check and pay to the Jews for church Jews for Jesus and put in the donation box or they can you canmail the check directly to them the address on the is on the sheet and what there's so there's also the online you can donate online 好下面请大家起我们一起唱三一颂
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在。是奉主耶稣的名， Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。And you are all welcome to the fellowship hall for the refreshment. 请每位留下，我们在交谊厅有点心。